Back now on The Takeaway, I'm Todd Zwillick, and we have more on the ongoing fight over sanctuary cities. Los Angeles is the latest city to challenge the Trump administration over its threat to deny federal grant money to sanctuary cities. Last week, L.A. announced it was joining San Francisco and the state of California in a lawsuit against the Justice Department. That suit is trying to block new rules imposed by DOJ that require local law enforcement to fully cooperate with federal immigration officials in order to get public safety grant money. For Los Angeles, those grants are worth about $1.8 million. But that cooperation includes giving immigration authorities access to local jails and also forces local police to notify federal authorities 48 hours before releasing anyone suspected of immigration violations. The city attorney in Los Angeles is Mike Feuer. He's the man filing the suit on behalf of his city. And he says the federal grant money LA stands to lose would make it harder for Los Angeles to police its streets.
For us, it's about $1.8 million, which we share with the county of Los Angeles. The irony here, of course, is that the Justice Department, which is intent on being tough on crime, would hold hostage money to help us prevent crime. In particular, this grant is very important to us here. It's a grant that funds a program that combats gang activity and gang violence. It's called our Community Law Enforcement and Recovery Grant. It was, when it was first put in place a couple decades ago, a real model, and it remains so. But it was innovative at the time because of the cross-jurisdictional collaboration this requires between the city and the county, between communities on the one hand and local authorities on the other. And it's been very effective in reducing violent gang-related offenses in the areas of our city where it's been in place. And so here the Attorney General comes along and threatens this funding, and in so doing, potentially jeopardizes public safety, which is antithetical to his purported goals.
So you're talking about the Burn JAG grant here, Mike Feuer. You said it's about $1.8 million. What types of places around LA has this money been effective? What would really happen if it went away?
Well, if it funds local prosecutors, including prosecutors in my office, it funds probation staff, it funds the district attorney's office, it funds an anti-gang program here in the city of Los Angeles. The money's been focused on neighborhoods of Los Angeles where gang activity is most prevalent. The result of this grant has been about a 20% diminution in violent crime compared to neighborhoods where the grant is not in place. So it's clearly been effective. LA has received this grant for 20 years, year in, year out. A key point is this is a formula-based grant. It's based on population and crime statistics. This would be the first time that one of the criteria for whether a jurisdiction receives the money is whether it allows the federal government to impose on us an immigration-related condition. And what's really key about that, Todd, is we're talking about civil immigration enforcement. That's what these conditions are all about. But the grant is not about anything to do with civil law nor immigration enforcement. The grant is about public safety, creating opportunities for local jurisdictions to be creative about making our neighborhoods safer. That has nothing to do with civil immigration enforcement.
So you're going to make this legal case with your co-plaintiffs that the Justice Department can't impose these civil immigration provisions on a federal grant. But talk about the local situation in your town. Talk about LA and what it means politically or even to the community to have a threat of this money going away, given the large number of recent and not so recent immigrants that Los Angeles County has.
Well, here in Los Angeles, we have been focused for four decades on trying to engender trust between immigrant communities on the one hand and law enforcement on the other. Policies to do that took effect under a very conservative police chief about 40 years ago, because across the political spectrum, there is wide recognition that everyone in our city is safer when immigrants are prepared to come forward regarding whether they've been a victim or a witness of crime, irrespective of immigration status. So when the federal government seeks, in effect, to use this grant to make LAPD an arm of federal civil immigration policy, what it does is it threatens to erode the trust that we have been successful in building year in, year out for decades with our immigrant communities.
Well, what you just said, Mike Feuer, might go to the response that's been put out by the Justice Department. Spokesperson Devin O'Malley said about the lawsuit coming from Los Angeles and California that reversing sanctuary city policies is about more than just enforcing federal immigration law by detaining criminals here illegally. It's about reestablishing a culture of law and order where crimes are punished and people are deterred from committing them. Your response?
That response has nothing to do with what happens on the ground here in Los Angeles. The jail policies that are at issue with these proposed conditions from the federal government regard local Los Angeles jails where we don't hold people who have been convicted of crime. We hold people who've been stopped, who've been arrested for a very short time, typically for 48 hours or less. Again, this points out something about the federal government's immigration enforcement strategies that's very troubling. Back a few months ago, when the executive order the president issued came out, it had a number of provisions in it that have been largely overlooked in public debate. The provisions that I'm concerned about here are those that express the priorities for deportation by the federal government. The priorities include trying to focus on those who've committed acts that could be charged as crimes. Those who have been charged with crimes, but whose cases haven't been adjudicated yet, and so on. This is really a stunning effort by the federal government not to focus on those who've actually committed offenses. Not at all. This is about something quite different from that. And so are these conditions, certainly as applied to a city like Los Angeles. All of us want to make our communities safer. Local leaders in Los Angeles, both law enforcement and their civilian overseers here, have made clear for four decades that our city is safer when those who have been victimized by crime or witnesses come forward, irrespective of being concerned about their immigration status. And we have seen a meaningful diminution in crime here in Los Angeles. Our crime rates are substantially lower than they were when we first received this grant back in 1997. So in the main, these policies have been constructive and have been working. The federal government, the Trump administration, doesn't apparently have any idea about the efficacy of these policies and seeks to layer these conditions that would undermine the trust that has contributed to increased public safety in our city.
Well, we'll see how these lawsuits turn out as jurisdictions and states across the country challenge the Trump Justice Department putting conditions on local law enforcement grants for its immigration priorities. Mike Feuer, the Los Angeles City Attorney, thanks so much.
Sure. Todd, thanks very much.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.